You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Lord have mercy, Matt the Cat back on the scene with my 78 RPM record machine. This is the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn out walking shoes. This is the soul that came before rock and roll, and this week we're going to feature the rhythm and blues sound coming out of Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, primarily known for its country music, had a thriving R&B scene, and this week's feature, Christine Cattrell, was one of the reasons why the musical scene was so great in Nashville. Unfortunately, Cattrell never scored a national hit, but did have regional success and had a few records sell quite well in various pockets of the country. So let's fill the old Rockola jukebox full of Christine Cattrell records off the Tennessee and Republic labels this week on the Juke in the Back. Our featured artist was born in Nashville on August 11th, 1929. She grew up on Jefferson Street, which also had a Baptist church. And she sang in the church and got her musical education through gospel. While singing at the church, she was under the guidance of Benny Esty Sr., who helped shape her musical style. As soon as she started singing out around Nashville, she was discovered by Lewis Brooks. This was around 1945, and she began singing with Brooks's band. It was those singing engagements at local Nashville clubs like the New Era Club that brought her to the attention of talent scout Ted Jarrett. Now, Jarrett would go on to be a very successful country, gospel, and soul arranger, songwriter, and producer. Jarrett would write Lewis Brooks' 1955 hit, It's Love, Baby, 24 Hours a Day, which was also a hit for Ruth Brown and Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. He also wrote the Gene Allison classic, You Can Make It If You Try. Jarrett arranged for Christine Cattrell to record for Tennessee Records in 1951. It was his musical arrangements along with her singing that made her records so great. And I'm so happy to be able to play them on this week's show because you'll hear just how high quality these releases were. Unfortunately, we don't know the exact recording dates on these sessions for Tennessee and Republic Records. All their notes have been lost to history. But let's talk about the musicians that played in Brooks's band as they were backing up Christine Cattrell. You've got Lewis Brooks on alto sax, Tommy McGee on tenor, Lowell Phillips on guitar, Ollie Brown on bass, and Billy Sherrill on the tubs. Her first record was probably cut during the end of 1951. It's Old Man, You're Slippin'. And it's going to kick off this week's great feature on Christine Cattrell. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the soul that came before rock and roll, this week on the Juke in the Back.
Yes, old man, you're slipping. follow through. Yes, Slim, you can't do the things you used to do.
the biggest record of her career, Sittin' Here Drinkin', issued in early 1952 on the Tennessee label out of Nashville. That got lots of airplay around Nashville as well as other markets in the southern U.S. It was so popular that she cut another version of it in 54 called Sittin' Here Drinkin' Again, and then she re-recorded it again in 1961 for VJ Records. It's a song that hit close to home. She wrote it, and actually the way she told it in an interview is that during a recording session, she stepped out of the studio while everybody else was waiting to record, and she just needed some time. So she sat in the office, poured herself a drink, put her feet up on the desk, and just sat there drinking. Producer Ted Jarrett came in and was upset that she was sitting there drinking while everybody waited for her in the other room. He exclaimed to her, "What are you doing?" And she replied, "Sitting here drinking," and then thought, "That sounds like a song title." She took her feet off the desk and wrote the song. Christine Cottrell, one of the unsung heroines of rhythm and blues, is this week's feature on the Juke in the Back. Now let's flip that Tennessee 78 over and hear the flip side to Sittin' Here Drinkin'. This one has a great Latin feel and a driving drum rhythm. It's I Ain't Nothing But a Fool, Christine Cottrell, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back.
Skip.
treated me nice and kind. Tried to stop me from my evil ways, but I wouldn't pay him no mind. Now I've lost him. Blues are getting me down. I guess I'll always have him, 'cause another man like him can't be found.
Man, what a fantabulous blues that is. Christine Cottrell, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, with Heartache Blues. And for me, it's Lowell Phillips' haunting piano that really makes that tune. It creates such a downhearted atmosphere. It's fantastic. And Cottrell really delivers a solid vocal on that one, too. That was recorded at her second session for the Tennessee label, as was its flip side, You Ain't Nothing But Trouble. We're back to a Latin feel on this one. It's Christine Cottrell, this week's feature on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back.
You ain't nothing but trouble. All we do is fuss and fight. You ain't nothing but trouble. If you don't want me, can't go on through life this way. Loving you when you don't love me, and being mistreated every day. Love, God knows I love you. About to lose my head. Sometimes I sit and wonder and wish that I was dead. But that's all right, heartbreaker. You don't love me no more. Go your way, mistreater. Gonna reap just what you sow. You ain't nothing but trouble. All we do is fuss and fight. You ain't nothing but trouble. But still I love you day and head. Sometimes I sit and wonder and wish that I was dead, but that's all right, heartbreaker. You don't love me no more. Go your way, mistreater. You're gonna reap just what you sow. You ain't nothing but trouble. All we do is fuss and fight. You ain't nothing but trouble. But still I love you day and night.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
The more I do for you, the less you seem to care for me. The more I do for you, the less you seem to care for me. I'm just a slave to love. Lord have mercy, what shall I do? I'd rather go to my grave than to live my life without you.
Christine Cottrell's first release of 1953. Tennessee Records had just changed its name to Republic Records. Tennessee was started in 1950 by brothers Allen and Reynolds Bubis. Their label focused on gospel, hillbilly, and rhythm and blues. Tennessee scored a huge hit in 1950 with Down Yonder by Del Wood. Writer, producer, and arranger Ted Jarrett was brought in as Tennessee's A&R man, and he was basically responsible for the great sounds that they put out. I'm not really sure why they changed their name to Republic in 1953, but they did, and the label pretty much remained the same until it went out of business a couple of years later. That wasn't the end of the Bubis brothers, though. They would go on to form the Calvert, Champion, and Cherokee family of labels. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back, featuring some great Nashville rhythm and blues this week with Christine Cottrell. Man, I really dig that arrangement on Slave to Love, which you just heard. But she's about to change it up a bit on this next one, working with Gay Cross and his Good Humor Six. You see, in December of 1952, Cottrell had a session with band leader Gay Cross. They recorded four songs, and one of them would be used as the flip side to Slave to Love. Gotta Stop Loving You. Christine Cottrell is sharing vocals with Gay Cross, and it just might be John Coltrane playing alto sax on this one. At least that's what all the session information says. Along with singing, Gay Cross is also on tenor sax, with Tommy Turrentine on trumpet, Stanley O'Loughlin on piano, Alvin Jackson on bass, and it's either Oliver Jackson or Charles Wright on drums. Even though this is a completely different song, it reminds me a lot of Paul Gayton and Annie Laurie's I'll Never Be Free. I don't know why. I guess it's the way Gay Cross sings the chorus. I'm not sure, but every time I hear Gotta Stop Loving You, I always think of I'll Never Be Free. Maybe it's just me. Have a listen and see what you think. Here's Christine Cottrell with Gay Cross and his Good Humor Six. Gotta Stop Loving You.
Without your smile, but
stop loving you.
Loving you, gotta stop loving you.
I love you, dear, with all my might. But somehow you won't treat me right. So for the best, gotta stop loving you.
Loving you, gotta stop loving you.
I've tried so hard to make you care, but from the start you've been so unfair.
I have no love to hold me tight.
Stop loving you.
Loving you, gotta stop loving you.
Because I love you, you never understand. I'm leaving, leaving all that old click-clack. Ain't no use crying, baby, I ain't coming back. So long, pretty baby, goodbye, my love. My train's coming in, the Ellen is special. It's too late, my daddy, mama don't need you no more. I work a week, Sandy, I bring you home a pay. Got a no good woman, I give it all away. I'm leaving, leaving on that old click-clack. Ain't no use crying, baby, I ain't coming back. So long, pretty baby, goodbye, my love. My train's coming in, Ellen is special. And I try to treat you fair. You're telling all the neighbors I ain't nothing but a square. Leaving, leaving on that old clickety-clack. Ain't no use crying, baby, I ain't coming back. So long, pretty baby, goodbye, my love. My train's coming in, Ellen is special. It's too late, fine, daddy. Mama don't need
I always love a good train song, and that's certainly one. L&N Special, Louisville, Nashville, Train Line. That was co-written with Christine Cottrell and producer Ted Jarrett. She's back with Lewis Brooks Band on this one, and Kid King is sitting in on drums. He, of course, would have some great instrumentals under his own name for another fantabulous Nashville label, Excello Records. That was her next release on Republic Records in 1953. Let's flip it over for another interesting Christine Cottrell number. This one is I'll Help You, Baby. It's her answer record to the Five Royals, Help Me Somebody. I guess she's volunteering for the job. It also shows you how big the Five Royals were. You had these female answer records, this one by Christine Cottrell. And remember, Anastine Allen did an answer record to Baby Don't Do It called Baby, I'm Doing It. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Nashville's own Christine Cottrell with I'll Help You, Baby, the flip side of L&N Special.
Don't be broken hearted.
My mother studied witchcraft. my daddy's tiny voodoo tune. My daddy's tiny voodoo too. So if I catch you wrong, daddy, no telling what I'll do to you. I'll grind myself some powder, sprinkling beneath your bed. You'll be tossing and turning, think you're burning, wishing you were dead. And if that don't get it, baby, there's lots more I can do. I'll conjure root your bourbon and goof a dash or two. You may think that I'm just fooling, you may think it's all a lie, but anyone can tell you about the girl with an evil eye, and I'm an evil-eyed woman. You'd better not fool with me.
Evil-Eyed Woman, another stellar performance from Christine Cottrell on the Republic label. Whew, man, no thanks. I've met me enough evil-eyed women in my life. Thankfully, Miss Rosie is not one of those. But don't cross her. Rosie don't take no mess. Let's flip Evil-Eyed Woman over to find Every Night in the Week. Now, it's 1953, but this one reminds me of the 1955 hit for Lewis Brooks, It's Love, Baby, 24 Hours a Day, written by Ted Jarrett. Now, the songs are quite different, but I guess the part where she starts listing off each day of the week kind of reminds me of how Lewis Brooks lists off every hour of the day. Both are great songs, but let's hear Christine Cottrell, our feature this week on The Juke in the Back and The Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll, with Every Night in the Week.
guess I'll never learn.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week for Christine Cottrell, we're going to go back to her very first release, the flip side of Old Man You're Slippin'. It's a tune called Don't Do It, which was written by and originally recorded by April Stevens. Her version came out in 1950, and Christine Cottrell's came out on the Tennessee label in 51. It's this week's Great 78. Christine Cottrell with the somewhat suggestive Don't Do It.
Honey,
don't do it. Don't do it. Stop holding my hand. Don't do it. Please don't do it. You don't understand. You act like it's nothing. All love it you say. But how do I know it's so? If I make you happy and do what you want, what if you won't let me go? I need it, how I need it. I long for your kiss. I want it, oh, I want it. How can I resist? So take my hand and take my heart, but promise you'll agree that if you do it, please don't do it to anyone else but me.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
You old snake in the grass, just a slipping and a sliding. You old snake in the grass, just a slipping and a sliding. I'm watching you, baby, when you think you're hiding. You old snake in the grass, ah, you think you're so sweet.
stole some head. I swear that she's your cow's aunt, but I know she's your chick. You own a snake in the grass, you gonna reap just what you sow. You own a snake in the grass, you gonna reap just what you sow. Can't use you in my business, don't think I need you no more. You own a snake in the grass, you better crawl out of sight. You own a snake in the grass, you better crawl out of sight. Found me a new man to crawl around with me at
Christine Cottrell, proving that she can shout the blues like the best of them. Snake in the Grass, spinning off Republic Records in 1954. Now there's a chance that Arthur Gunter of Accello Records fame and Baby Let's Play House could be playing guitar on that song. We just don't know because the studio notes aren't there. But Christine Cottrell said it was so during an interview. At her next recording session for Republic, she had a very special guest, Little Richard. Little Richard was based in Nashville with his group, the Tempo Toppers. When he left Nashville in 1953 to go down to Houston to record for Don Robey's Peacock Records. This session either took place when Little Richard was back in Nashville visiting, or in 1954 when he moved back to Nashville full time. It was probably the latter, but we just don't know. He plays piano on a revised version of Sittin' Here Drinkin', which is appropriately called Sittin' Here Drinkin' Again, and its flip side, a gospel-tinged tune called Lord Have Mercy. This week, the Juke in the Back salutes one of the unsung heroines of early rock and roll, Christine Cottrell. Here's Lord Have Mercy!
I'm so lonely, Lord have mercy. I'm so lonely.
A great shouting tune that kind of has a rollicking piano line similar to Lucille. Little Richard's playing that piano for Christine Cottrell on Lord Have Mercy. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's look at one of the greats who is seldom heard from today, Christine Cottrell. Shortly after these records, she briefly left secular music to become a full-time gospel singer. But by the late 1950s, she was back, cutting a few sides for the Champion label, which was owned by producer Ted Jarrett and the Bubis Brothers, who owned Tennessee and Republic Records. In the early 60s, she recorded for VJ Records, and by the mid-60s, she was recording for Federal and its parent company, King. For VJ, Federal, and King, she re-recorded a lot of her older material, but with a more soulful or contemporary style. She was held in such high regard that songwriters Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller actually gave her the song I'm a Woman to record. They thought all the promotional muscle would be behind Christine Cottrell. However, as soon as Peggy Lee recorded the song for Capitol, all that changed, and I'm a Woman became one of Peggy Lee's signature tunes, which is unfortunate for our star, Christine Cottrell. In the late 60s, she spent a lot of her time entertaining the troops overseas and was actually injured in Vietnam. Later on, she continued performing as Christine Furlow up until her death in Columbus, Ohio on December 19th, 2001. Christine Cottrell was 72 years old. Remember, until next time, soul is a feeling. And you'll get that feeling every week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Now let's hear a fantastic song to go out on. A song that once again features Little Richard, not just on piano this time, but also in the vocal chorus. And yes, you can really hear him. He jumps right out. It's a tune called Call His Name, and it's fantastic. And she would re-record this one for Federal Records in 1965, and then it would be reissued on King in 66. Here's the original from 54, spinning off of Republic Records. Christine Cottrell and Call His Name.
Bobby!
I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you on the flip side next week for another Juke in the Back. Goodbye, everybody.
Bobby!
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.